Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In today's tutorial, we're going to be looking at a feature that was added into the new iTunes. I believe it's iTunes 9. And one of the things that they've added in is a pretty much almost like a drop folder, which is basically what it is, where you're able to take your video and audio files and put it into a particular folder. So that way, the next time that you launch iTunes, it'll automatically go ahead and put all those files into your iTunes library. Now, normally, you would end up doing this either by dragging the file and putting it directly into iTunes library itself, or you could take the file and drag it to the iTunes icon on your dock. And as long as you have it set up to where it'll import the file that iTunes will play, you can import it that way. But in this option, what we'll be doing, and you can actually create an alias for this, put it on your desktop or wherever you like. We're going to go ahead and go to Finder. Go ahead and navigate to your music folder. And then we'll go into iTunes. Then from the iTunes folder, we'll select iTunes Media. Now here you'll notice a few folders that are in different places. Now before, the music was actually, everything was located within the music folder itself, like your movies, podcasts, compilations, and all that stuff. That's actually changed quite a bit. Basically, what I ended up doing was I removed my entire library and then re-imported it back into iTunes so that way it would follow the new folder structure. But anyways, the very first folder that you'll see, as long as there's no other folder with the name, is automatically add to iTunes. So what we're going to do is, just for example, I have this video file here and I want to add this into my iTunes library. So we'll go ahead and select that and drop it into the folder. And if we want, we can look at the folder itself and we see that that video file is here. So let me go ahead and back out of that. Now, as I said, the next time that you launch iTunes, it'll go ahead and import those files. So let's go ahead and launch iTunes. And now we can go ahead and navigate to our Finder window and go back to the folder where we just dropped the video file into. Now this could also be a music file as well, so it doesn't just have to be video. And as you can see, that video file is no longer here. Now within my library, I know it's a movie, so it's going to be in my movie files. And let's go ahead and locate that right quick. And here is that video file that we just imported into iTunes. Now we can go ahead and show it in the Finder. And as you see, that was the video file that we just put in. So that's a real quick and easy way to be able to add files into your iTunes library, whether it be video or music. Now I'm going to go ahead and remove this only because I just don't need it there. And it was just for demonstration purposes. Anyways, this is Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.